This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Addiction is a very serious thing. If left untreated, the consequences can be horrific. Ruining one's lives to ruining others, all the way to death of oneself or others because of an out-of-control addiction. Heroin, highly addictive, potent opioid drug that can have serious, potentially life-threatening effects on a person's physical and mental health. It's been linked to increased risk of violent behavior and criminal activity. Of course, not everyone who uses heroin will commit a crime, including murder. And a lot of factors can contribute to the criminal behavior, including mental health, personal circumstances, environmental factors. The drug use alone is not a direct cause of criminal behavior. However, use of the drugs, including heroin, can impair judgment and decision-making abilities for a long period of time, even having permanent effects on the brain, and can increase the risk of violent or impulsive behaviors. As the court prepares to hear evidence in the case against Brian Koberger, former classmates of Koberger have come forward to shed light on the events that led up to the murders. They reveal a man who was once a chubby misfit in school who later lost half his body mass and became increasingly aggressive after falling into a world of drugs and addiction. He was looking for validation. That's why he fell into the whole drug scene, Casey Arndt said, a former friend of Koberger. He literally used me to get drugs. I was freaking out and was not happy. I had heroin in my car and didn't even know, she adds. Others of Koberger's school friends describe how he changed dramatically after starting to take heroin. He became hyper-fixated on what he ate, started kickboxing, causing him to lose over 100 pounds. Jack Bayless, another former friend, says, I think drugs goofed him pretty bad. He was having a time. Some statements that were given to the Daily Mail. How was he introduced to heroin? Apparently it was given to him by a neighbor, Jeremy Saba, allegedly, according to Bayless. I don't like him personally because he got my boy into heroin, Bayless says. Rich Pasqua, who now works in a drug rehab clinic, confirms that Koberger was a big heroin addict. He didn't have any friends or didn't have many friends, so he would do anything to fit in. He was a big heroin addict, and so was I. I got high with him a couple times. Thomas Arndt, who was a year behind Koberger in school, describes how Koberger always wanted to be dominant physically and intellectually. So much of that was a torment, and I didn't want to be around him anymore, he says. And who would? That is such a turn-off personality to friends, family, when you are constantly trying to be something that you're not, or something that people in their right minds don't really seek out. Things just land into place. You can't constantly control every aspect of how people view you. Koberger seemed to have a real issue with that. Koberger, of course, was arrested in December while living at his parents' home in Pennsylvania, about 2,500 miles away from the scene of the crime. He was previously working towards a doctorate in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University. Of course, he ended up getting fired from that position shortly after the murders actually took place at the end of the semester. Some sources have claimed he was terminated for inappropriate behavior with female students. There was a long list as well of infractions and meetings that were held to try and get him back on track. Even one of those meetings taking place within 24 hours of those murders occurring. So was Koberger using at the time of the murders? Had he found his path back? Several students also claimed that Koberger, upon returning to teaching after the Thanksgiving break, looking disheveled, not being motivated, not grading papers, where he had always been a very, very hard grader, many complaining about his extreme standards in grading papers, especially towards female students. Another trait of a heroin addict is decreased motivation. Heroin can reduce a person's motivation and energy levels, making it difficult for them to perform even routine tasks, like maybe part of your job, grading papers. And all the direction that was given to try and get him back on track, he fell far, far short on. Was he using at the time of the murders? Did he start using after the murders? Did his prolonged habitual use play a role in the twisted mind that we seem to be learning about on these alleged murders today? It's a question we'll always be asking. In June, preliminary hearing, almost the mini trial. We'll see what comes out there, and then we'll learn what he pleads. Will he come out and say, I'm guilty? Or will he continue to say, I believe I will be exonerated?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It is the story that we, of course, are following for you day by day. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the case. You can also weigh in if you'd like. We got our Facebook discussion group going. You can find the link to that in the episode description here, or you can even call in now, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. Share your thoughts on the Koberger case with us. My name is Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.